This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
It is 19 minutes past five.
Now, we know him as the winner of X Factor Australia and Australia's entrant at the Eurovision Song Contest, finishing in the top 10. And he's also writing a book and actively campaigning to change the primary and secondary school curriculum to include First Nations history and culture. And we're talking about proud Yorta Yorta and Gujijamara man, Isaiah Firebrace. Welcome to Joy Dry.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Now, Isaiah, this week is NAIDOC week. What does NAIDOC mean to you, and what opportunity does it give us as a nation?
I love NAIDOC week. I think it's an amazing time to think about things going on in our First Nations issues. I think it's great to be celebrating First Nations achievements. I think it's just a really proud time of the year, I reckon, for me and a lot of my community. And I actually climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge for NAIDOC Week, celebrating my NAIDOC Week. It's a great time, and I think Australia is definitely moving more towards recognition and closing that gap. And I think it's great to be in the position that I am, you know, raising awareness and also helping celebrate First Nations success and things all over, yeah.
Speaking of you raising awareness, you've started a change.org petition that actually has over 300,000 signatures at the moment. Can you tell us about the petition and what you'd like to see it deliver?
Yes. Well, last year I started a change.org petition, encouraging for more First Nations history and culture taught in primary and secondary schools. And yes, it's reached around the 300,000 signature mark, which is insane. I got the opportunity to go to Canberra at Parliament House and submit my petition, which was awesome for it to even reach that point, you know, and get all the support around it. And yeah, just out of my own experience through school, you know, there was a lack of Indigenous teachings, and I just feel like there was a huge gap missing there. And you know, I thought this was just a small little dream of mine, but it turns out that so many other people wanted to support it and really agreed with it as well. So it's looking really awesome. And, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, using my voice to create that change. And yeah, it's been awesome to see the things happen from there. Yeah.
Isaiah, you mentioned going to Canberra. With a change of government at the federal level, do you feel more optimistic about the future for First Nations people?
Yes, I really do. Tanya Plibersek has been an amazing help, and she made a Labor election promise for a $14 million plan to expand Indigenous languages education in schools, which will be rolling out over the next few years, which is awesome. So my change.org petition was a key factor in making that happen. So I think it's on the right track, and, you know, I just want to expand myself outside of music, you know, and really just try and make change for good and do all that I can, you know, just as a young man for my people and for the future for all Australians, yeah.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Isaiah Firebrace about his campaigns for change and his upcoming children's book, which leads me to my next question. You are writing a children's book at the moment. Come Together is what it's called. Can you tell us about the book and why it was important to teach all children the culture of First Nations people?
Yeah, so I'm so excited to be writing my very first book.
Yay.
But it is a children's book, yeah. I love youth and I love education, and I think it's really the key for change, and, you know, knowledge is power. And yeah, I've been writing this book, and it's been the most incredible experience. Just, I've learned a lot myself from all the research that I've done and into First Nations history and culture, even in my own world, you know. So I think it's super important. It's all in the same campaign of me, you know, just rallying for more representation in all industries of First Nations people. And the book's going to be coming out in November. I've had some amazing support with getting this book out there. Publishers and everything is all on board, so it's going to be a huge launch. And I just really want to see, just more people just knowing about the history. And I think through education, starting with our youth and starting with kids is a great, great way to start.
Absolutely.
Isaiah, let's talk about First Nations languages. Are we in danger of losing them? And what can we do as a nation to ensure that they are preserved?
Yeah, I mean, you know, over the course of history, you know, a lot has been lost, but there are lots that has been documented, and still to this day, there's, you know, there's teachings, and like I said, with the Labor promise for the Indigenous language education in schools, I think there's still a lot to learn. There's still a lot out there. It's just finding the right way to go about it, the right way to teach it, the right people to be on board, elders and community. I think a lot has been lost, but I think there's still so much hope. And even if we're giving it that recognition and just doing our best even to keep it alive, I think is really important. It shows a lot of respect. Even myself, I don't even know my, off by heart, I don't even know my country's language, so I've been learning as well, and I think it's super special to have this type of thing in play. And I think, you know, like I said, I just want to do all I can just to try and make change and keep the culture alive. You know, it is a huge part of my identity, and I've just had the most amazing time learning about it myself, you know, things that I didn't even know. So I think a lot of people have a lot to learn about it as well, and I think to embrace that's going to be amazing for our future.
Absolutely. And we've spoken a lot this afternoon about education and really, you know, fostering these relationships and these dialogues from a really young age. You're obviously an ambassador for change. You're also actually an Australian Literacy and Numeracy Foundation ambassador. What does this involve, and how can you use that to help First Nations children?
Yeah, well, like I said, I love education. You know, I love working with kids. And like I said, education is power. Education is key. And you know, in First Nations communities, you know, literacy and numeracy and all things school, I think it's super important to be a role model in saying that it is important to stick by. I've done some close work with the Literacy Foundation and been a part of a few of their campaigns so far. And yeah, I think just stepping into that education sector is really exciting for me. We've just been getting started on a lot, and we just rolled out the campaign just recently, and I was a part of this huge photo shoot that featured, you know, Asha Keddy and a whole other celebrities, you know, supporting the Literacy Foundation as well. So it's really cool, and I'm really proud, and I think I just want to keep moving forward to do all I can. I'm up for any opportunity that they need for an ambassador, and yeah, I'm doing it, so I love it.
Well, you're doing amazing work, so we thank you for doing all that you are, and you'll be doing more, I'm sure.
Thank you. Yes, I mean, the future is bright, I think, and just even this year, you know, I've seen so much more representation across all industries of First Nations people, culture, art, music, and it just feels really, really great. So yeah, I'm really proud of myself, and I'm proud of everyone else out there that's standing up and fighting for the same cause, yeah.
And so we look forward to seeing the children's book, and hopefully it'll get incorporated into some of those curriculums out there as well.
Yes, we have a lot of goals and a lot of big aims for the book. I'm just super excited just to give this book to some of my younger cousins and family and friends, and just to have that big role. That is going to be awesome. It's been such a personal journey, I think, this book. It's been such a huge team effort from a lot of people. Lots of community has been involved in this. And I really just want the book just to be something that gives back just as much as it's given back to me in writing. Yeah.
So it's been such a pleasure having you on Joy Drive. Thank you so much for joining us.
All good. No, thank you so much.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.